I hope you have a really lovely Monday, and I also hope that your weekend was good and that you got to take time to start creating your self-compassion practice. And today we're moving on to our second part of that. So as I asked you to think about on Friday about bringing yourself into a space where you're creating a lovely memory and that you can kind of sit in that. So a really good way of I suppose creating that into a practice is to pick a time of the day or even just a particular segment of your day that you'll be able to do that in. So it could be your morning, could be your afternoon or your evening time, or even when you're going to bed. But pick something that feels like easy and manageable to you. And you're simply just going to be closing your eyes and bringing yourself back to that space, bringing yourself back to that time. So we're not asking you to do anything here or to go rushing anywhere. It's all very much easy and simple to do. I mean, even if you sit down at night time and watch TV, just pause the TV or turn the volume down for a couple of minutes, you know, and switch into that space. And I suppose what that's showing you is how easy and accessible it is to do these kind of things. But the second part of the practice then is to see how often you're going to do it. You might at the start like to do it like 3 times a week. Perhaps you'd like to do it every day, then you might want to do it twice a day. Or when you really, really feel that you need it, you might do it a few times more a day, like 3 or 4 times a day. But the practice has to be personal to you, what feels like what you feel drawn to without pressure, because this is the most important piece. There's no point doing a practice that feels pressureful when it's around self-compassion. So just kind of thinking about, or even you might just say, when I feel drawn to doing that, I'm going to do it. But I suppose the key piece of this is the more often you do it, the better that it is. And then we want to add into the practice some, you know, love and kindness. So this can be things like, may I be well, may I be healed, may I speak to myself kindly, may I be compassionate towards myself, may I love myself, may the world be loved, you know, really gentle kind of ways. You could just simply talk to yourself like that. Part of your practice might be to do a meditation, for example. So one of the meditations that we've done this month could be really, really helpful. And perhaps you could do that, you know, 2 to 3 times a week as part of your practice as well. But I suppose the most important part, like I said a few moments ago, is this is like a really personal thing. This is something that's going to make you feel really good and that you'll want to do. So think about it, give it a bit of space, think about what that would look like to you, how would that feel. You might be struggling and saying, oh, I can't when I close my eyes go into that space. And that's okay. It'll take time. That's why we call it a practice. You know, it does take time, and but it does take, I suppose, a little bit of consistency. So you will need that with it without pressure. So I'd love by kind of tonight or tomorrow that you will have created this whole piece now that we've put together part one and part two of the self-compassion practice and get going on it from today or tomorrow and see how often you can do it. And I'd love to hear in a few weeks how you're feeling by doing that. So remember, it's going into a feeling space, that feeling in the body. Some people get it in their stomach, some people feel it in their heart, some people just feel it all over them. It's just like, oh, I can breathe, I can relax. And that's where we're trying to come to. And it doesn't matter how stressful life is or what's going on, you can create this place within. So have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you really soon.